So Luke 18, let us read from verse 1. Jesus speaking a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying there was a certain city, a judge, who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, "Get justice for me from my adversary." And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, "Though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will offend her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." Then the Lord said, "Hear what the unjust judge said, and shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily." Amen. And in our reading, just at the beginning there of verse 8. Now friends, 2 weeks ago when we looked at Psalm 117, we got a glimpse of what God's great purpose is for the world, namely to fill the world with his glory by rooting out of his kingdom all sin and unbelief and filling it with worshippers from every people, tongue, tribe, and nation. In the seed of Abraham, all families of the earth will be blessed. All the families of the nations will worship before the Lord. Now, what is the place of prayer in the accomplishment of that great and unstoppable purpose of God? Now, I know we must be careful here. The role of prayer is so unspeakably significant in God's design that we are prone to overstate its role, especially in relation to the Word of God and preaching of the gospel. So let's be clear. The proclamation of the gospel in word and deed is the work of missions. And prayer is the power that wields the weapon of the word. The word being the weapon by which the nations will be brought to faith and obedience through the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever calls, we're told in Romans 10, 13 through 17, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. How then shall they call in him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Faith, we are told in verse 17 of that chapter, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Romans 1, 16. This gospel, Jesus says in Matthew 24, 16, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and the end will come. The word of God, the gospel of the kingdom, is the weapon that God designs to use in penetrating the kingdom of darkness and gathering the children of light from all the nations. His whole redemptive plan for this universe hangs on the success of his word. If the preaching of the word aborts, the purpose of God fails. But how can that happen? It cannot happen. It's not right. And how do we know it cannot happen? Well, Isaiah tells us in chapter 55, verse 10 and 11, "For as the rain comes down and snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." So let us try to understand and grasp the awesome place of prayer in this. Not only has God made the accomplishment of his global purposes of salvation hang on the preaching of the word, He has also made the success of the preaching of the word hang on prayer. God's goal to be glorified in a world full of worshippers from every people and tongue and tribe and nation will not succeed without the powerful proclamation of the gospel. And the gospel will not be proclaimed in power to the nations without the preserving, earnest, global, faithful prayers of God's people. This is the awesome place of prayer in the purposes of God in the world. They won't happen without prayer and obviously without preaching. You say, well, how do we know this? We know it by the way the Apostle Paul and the Lord Jesus Christ make prayer the servant and the power of the ministry of the word. Paul says in Ephesians 6:19, pray for me that utterance may be given to me that I may open my mouth boldly to make the mystery, to make known the mystery of the gospel. Colossians 4, verse 3, pray for us that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 1, finally, brethren, pray for us that the Lord may, that the word of the Lord may run and be glorified. Prayer is like the walkie-talkie on the battlefield of the world. It calls in the accurate location of the target of the word. It calls in to ask for the protection of air cover. It calls in to ask for firepower to blast open a way for the tanks of the word of God. It calls in the miracle of healing for wounded soldiers. It calls in supplies for the forces. And it calls in the need for reinforcements. This is the meaning of the amazing word of the Lord in Matthew 9:38. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. Reinforcements come into the missionary enterprise when the churches know that they are in a war. And when they bow in the trenches with the bullets flying overhead and get on our walkie-talkie, so to speak, and cry out for more troops. This, friends, is the place of prayer on the battlefield of the world. It's a wartime walkie-talkie, not a domestic intercom to increase the comforts of the saints. My friends, have you ever wondered why the Lord, you know, doesn't send that revival that we're talking about? Well, in Luke 18:78, which we have been reading about there, Jesus says, shall God not avenge or vindicate his own elect, who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you, he will avenge or vindicate them speedily. And as I say, do you ever cry out to the Lord, how long, O Lord? How long until you vindicate your cause in the earth? How long till you rend the heavens, as we prayed in our opening prayer? How long till you rend the heavens and come down with power on your church? How long till you bring forth victory among all the peoples of the world? When we ask those questions, the answer we hear when we call on the Lord in this way comes from Luke 18, verse 7, when his people cry to him day and night for the vindication of his cause among the nations, he will act for his glory and for his great name's sake.